Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's a candid, humble memoir about one young man's diagnosis of multiple sclerosis and how his poor me attitude cost him his marriage. Life Interrupted Is Not All About Me is by MS sufferer Chris Tadevosian. Chronicles his own struggles, his experiences in his life, his marriage, how his poor me attitude broke him and his relationship with his ex-wife down bit by bit, and his hope that Life Interrupted will help others learn from his relationship-destroying mistakes and be a guide for anyone who wants to be one who deals positively with illness or strengthen a relationship. Chris grew up in Holliston, Massachusetts in 1980, a freshman at Johnston State College. He was diagnosed with MS. He graduated in 1983 with a BS degree in ecology and a minor in chemistry, employed as an analytical chemical technician for 7 years before becoming an occupational safety coordinator consultant, a career cut short in 1993 by MS. Chris Tadevosian, author of Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me, joins us once again on This Week in America. Chris, welcome back to the program. It is great to have you with us once again.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here. I love that introduction. The way you do that, it's marvelous. Makes me sound impressive.
Well, you are impressive, and not only what you've done for yourself in coming to grips with what you were going through, but you're able now to help so many other people who are going through major obstacles in their lives. And let's talk about that, how this whole started for you. What basically you were trying to help yourself by writing the book, and someone intervened, and suddenly you're helping other people.
Yes, yes. I'm telling you, I started to write this book to help one person, myself, and this is what I got thrown up on the, I listened to our last interview, and I got to the point where it says, I started writing this book with the intention of helping one person, myself, when God intervened and allowed me to see that I had an opportunity to help more than myself, but perhaps thousands of people dealing with a similar situation. But last time we were on the air, I got only through the part that says, I can help one, I'd like to help one person, myself, and I didn't go on with the rest. And not hearing that on the radio myself, I was like, wow, I just want to help one person, myself? No. Well, we know from the interview it was my intention to help as many people as I can.
Well, yes.
That is my goal, is to help people that are struggling with depression.
And you've been able to do that. It started by being able to help yourself. And I guess you had to help yourself first before you were able to take that lesson, what you had learned, and take it out to other people and be able to make a difference in their lives. So much of what we talked about was depression and the different types of depression that you went through. Talk about that. We'll talk about depression and then complicated by the diagnosis of MS.
Okay, well, the depression, I mentioned last time that it's not just the depression like people would think of. Someone feels sad or they're a little overwhelmed with their feelings. Now, this depression, and I found out later in my diagnosis of MS that the depression is actually a symptom of the multiple sclerosis. There is a chemical imbalance in the brain that causes this greater depression than one without MS would be going
right
through in most cases. And I'd say in most cases, because I'm sure there, who knows what kind of depression out there. But the depression that I have just left me in a place where I felt like there was nothing left in life that I could do because I was so physically unable. Five, 10 years ago, my ability to move was very limited. I couldn't lift my head. I couldn't hold my torso up to sit in a seat. I had to spend my time lying on the floor. And thank God that I have found a a treatment for MS that is not the typical treatment that the large pharmaceutical companies and the MS Society is promoting, but it is a smaller treatment that lesser people are aware of, and it's the low-dose naltrexone, which is LDN. And there are support groups for MS that talk specifically about LDN and people's results by taking this drug. And it's a single tablet you take once a day, very inexpensive, $80 a month, which is why there are no clinical trials, because pharmaceutical companies have no reason to bring this to the forefront because
exactly.
There's no money to be made by an $80 a month drug. So I've just been trying to help people online find out about this and get together with more people that before me were trying to help other people find out about it. So there's a large contingent of people trying to help people find out about this incredible drug, this LDN, which is amazing. And I'm just trying to share that with people now. Hopefully people with MS or any chronic illness will hear me talking and find out about this drug, because it helps, from what I understand, it helps all autoimmune diseases, not just MS.
Yeah, and so, I've heard people talk about that and the amazing success that they've had with that, and the fact that it's affordable, so it's something that people can work into their budget, and certainly it's made life-altering ramifications for a number of people. The book we're talking about is Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me. Chris Tadevosian is the author. His website, which has some great information there, is authorchristadevosian.com, and that's TateVosian. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Chris's website to get that information. So, and we talked about this before, the monster that is multiple sclerosis. So you not only have depression, you've got this debilitating depression that's caused by this chemical imbalance that you were talking about. It's like a double whammy you were trying to deal with at the time.
It's exactly a double whammy. And, you know, it caused my life to have so much misdirected anger in my first and second marriages. It really destroyed my marriage, and I was not even aware of the fact that my depression was something that was being caused by the MS. And I was just miserable and angry, and my anger was taken out on my wife and my stepson, and they were the last two people in the world I would have wanted to be harming. So I just want people to realize that MS is a condition that is something that is, it's not really a symptom of the depression, but it is something that is a result of having MS, and it's because of that chemical imbalance you mentioned. And I want people to hear about that and be able to research that and, you know, maybe ask their neurologist about it and open a discussion, open a dialogue regarding it, because I found it to be an amazing drug. I am no longer unable to sit in my chair. I sit in my wheelchair, and my torso is up. My head is moving around. I sit at a dinner table and eat dinner now. I mean, life is so much better than it was 10 years ago, and that is a miracle, I'll tell you.
Chris Tadevosian, our guest on the program. The book is Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me. Let's talk about the poor me attitude and what that is, how disruptive that was, and when you did realize it's not all about me. I've got to quit just assuming that everything is negative in my life and other people don't exist. Talk about what it was like, and then that transformation when you realized I've got to get over this attitude.
Okay, and you want me to talk about this in a few minutes? Okay.
You're on the clock. Go ahead. I know that you can't do it justice. That's why we'll direct people to the website and information on the book, Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me. But it happens to so many people in their lives for not only an illness like MS, but they find themselves thinking that, you know, the poor me attitude, and it really holds us back, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, the poor me attitude is really nothing more than an attitude whereby you feel everybody owes you something because you're suffering, and you think the world owes you something, and it just creates a miserable life. And the misdirected anger is suffered by the people that are closest to you, in my case, my wife and my stepson at the time, and that marriage of 12 years dissolved as a result. And it took 12 years for my wife to be broken down, which, you know, that was pretty amazing. I have to hand it to her that she went 12 years of totally not being physically abused, but being mentally abused. And mental abuse is just as bad, if not worse, than physical abuse, because it just never ends, and it's just piles on top of someone's heads and beats them down for who knows how long you're with that person. But I beat my wife down for 12 years before she met her end point. And there's really nothing more I can say about the misdirected anger other than I can give a few examples where when I would do things like, I mentioned before, stain the deck or shampoo the rug, things that someone with MS or a weakened body will begin, and as they do it, the process becomes overwhelming, and I used to end up on the floor, and my wife would come home from work, and she'd walk in the house, and I'd be dead on the floor with the shampooer running, or I'd be out on the deck lying in the sun because I was staining the deck, and I just got to a point where you physically with MS cannot go anymore. And when I say not go anymore, you can't even get back into the house to get out of the sun. You're literally stuck there, and you have to wait for somebody to come and help you. And in today's day and age with the cell phones, that's great because people never have their cell phone out of their pocket or out of their hand.
Right.
Where 10 years ago, we had to use the old-fashioned, or we had a mobile phone, but you could only go so far from the base with that. So it was not that much help.
Chris Tadevosian, our guest on the program, his book is Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me. His website is authorchristadevosian.com. That's TateVosian. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was writing this book like for you? You're very open in the book. You give some great advice because you've actually lived it. But what was the process like for writing the book?
Well, the process was easier than I ever thought it would have been, because it actually was just taking the first year of my life out of high school and chronicling that all up until the present day. And it was really, for me, I had been a photographer when I was back in college, and every party, every night, I was always taking pictures, and friends used to always kid me, like, oh, there's Duke. That was my nickname. Duke's taking pictures again, and I chronicled everything, and I had 6 albums when I got out of school, and I would go through these albums many times over the years I had been out of school, and they were all dated in order, so I knew exactly when things happened through this picture choreographed walk through multiple sclerosis. So I had that to go by, and it was easy to keep track of what the progress was and how things got worse and how I dealt with things. But it wasn't until I ran into this problem with my marriage, which I could not get out of the depression, the mess that I was in. And I had never felt that kind of depression when I was in college or after college. And doctors had said to me, MS has a symptom that is a depression, a strong depression. And I never realized, I just used to kind of brush that off and think, oh, depression, you know, what the heck, that's no big deal. But and until you get a chemical imbalance in your brain, that's when you can't, there's a depression that you can't just brush off and come out of. That's when you're just overwhelmed and your brain is changing and it's now made you a miserable instead of a happy person or a person that has difficult times that can get out of it. There was no way out of it for me. It was just a downward spiral until I had become so depressed that I wanted to give up. And that's the main reason I'm letting people know about my book, is because if people are out there and they're in that position where they think there's no reason to be living anymore, there's nothing I can do, and I want to let people know that I was there and there is a way out. And let people read the book or hear the book and let them see if they think they can get out of the depression the same way that I did. And I think people will find that they are stronger than they know they are, and there's no reason for anyone to ever even consider the thought of suicide. I know some people have done that, committed suicide, I mean, and it just blows my mind how anybody can get to that point and get over the fact that they're not just hurting themselves, but their family members,
other people,
their spouses, their relatives. It's just the hurt that they put on others that have known them all their life is just an incredible horror or an incredible weight to throw into somebody's life. And I just don't want anyone to be that.
Well, that's why the book is so important. One of the strong messages there is life with this disease or other diseases. You've shown that you can get through that. And one of the first things you need to do is to eliminate that poor me attitude. The book is touching many, many people and making a difference in their lives, a positive difference. The book is Life Interrupted. It's Not All About Me. Chris Tadevosian, our guest on the program. His website is authorchristadevosian.com. That's TateVosian. The book Life Interrupted, you can Google it, find it that way. Go to Chris's website. You can end up at Chris's website, linking on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Chris, always a pleasure to talk with you. Time always goes by way too quickly. Thank you for being back in the program and continuing to take the message out there. Delighted that you're doing well, and thank you for sharing all of the positive aspects of the story with us on the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, here we are in 2019. Chris Tadevosian back with us on the program. The book, Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me. You can link on directly to Chris's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.